Doyle Tipler leads Luigi Inc., the house band at Mr. Toast, and he just co-written a book tracing the gig's history back to its first unlikely lineup. But to understand how he ended up there, you have to go back to a Baptist church on the north side of Omaha, and a kid who wanted to play football.
I really wanted to be a football player. Kind of knew that I wasn't quite big enough or fast enough to do that. And so through going to church, I also discovered that I sort of had a knack for music, just natural ability, could hear, could recite back, could pluck a note out on piano. And I was lucky enough that the music director there saw that in me and allowed me to play with the choir. My mom sang in the choir and allowed me to play with the choir along with another piano player. So I would play on the organ, the Hammond B3 organ. And I would literally start out playing one note at a time, you know, two notes at a time, very rudimentary, all by ear.
Music was something he did, not something he meant to do. That changed his junior year of high school. In front of the marching band, during a tryout he almost didn't enter.
I got up in front of the band, and part of the audition was to conduct a piece of the band. And I did that, and that, you know, 3 minutes of my life changed my life. That's when I knew. The music had me. Like, this is what I need to do.
He went on to study music education, picked up trumpet, and then played some bass guitar. But the gig that would define him did not come from a classroom. It came from being bored on a Sunday afternoon in 1993 and wandering into Mr. Toad's.
Luigi was like, hey, you know, you should come down here again and bring your horn. That happened a handful of times in a row to the point where I was coming down every Sunday and then I started playing. And then he took a trip to Portugal. He did two trips to Portugal in his life. And he asked me if I would play down at Mr. Toad's in his absence. And then when he came back, he said, you're in the band.
That was roughly 30 years ago. But when Luigi got sick in 2009, he asked Doyle to keep the band going while he recovered. Sadly, he never made it back. It was during those visits to Luigi in hospice that the book started, almost by accident. Doyle began asking him questions about the band's earliest days, just to know.
I became really interested in the history of the band, and for whatever reason, I started making notes. Totally outside my character. I'm not a writer, I'm not a journalist. I don't really think in that way, but for some reason I was logging it.
Those notes plus interviews with decades of former band members became the book, written with Eric Christensen and designed by photographer Jackson Martin. According to Doyle, Mr. Toad's is the longest running jazz show in Omaha and the second largest running in the country.
So I play on the team and anyone can call the plays. But sometimes I say, you know what? I need to put us in the right play so that we can score.
Doyle sums up his commitment to the gig itself pretty simply.
I will never stop playing there. Even if they tried to fire me, I would still show up and play. They'd have to call the police.
Doyle Tipler and co-author Eric Christensen will be signing copies of their book this Sunday, August 16 at 2 p.m. at the Bookworm in a moderated conversation before the signing. And yes, Luigi Inc. will be right back at Mr. Toe's that same night, 9 to midnight, same as they had been for 48 years. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.